today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Been in some tight spots in my life. Some of them I thought I would never get out of. I got myself into them, but getting out presented a level of difficulty. What about you? Have you ever been caught up in something that you knew if God did not deliver you, the case was closed, it was a done deal? I'm quite sure that many of you, just like me, went to people who you thought could help you only to find out they couldn't. I'm sure some of you went to people who said they would help you, but when time came, they gave reasons as to why they couldn't. Then you tried to do it yourself, only to find out that the help you needed required a stronger hand. In the book of Deuteronomy, the children of Israel were on the brink of entering the Promised Land. God had brought them out of Egypt to take them into the Promised Land. They had been wandering in the wilderness until all of the previous generation had died as a result of murmuring, complaining, and their disobedience. This new generation had an opportunity to come out and go in. What has God brought you out of to take you into? In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 20 through 24, it is written, "When your sons ask you in time to come, saying, 'What is the meaning of the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you?' Then you shall say to your son, 'We were slaves of Pharaoh's in Egypt, and the Lord brought us up out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders before our eyes, great and severe, against Egypt, Pharaoh, and all his household. Then he brought us out from there that he might bring us in, to give us the land of which he swore to our fathers.'" The precedent set here assures you of what God will do in your case today. He delivered the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt and brought them into the land of milk and honey, the Promised Land. What are you in bondage to today that has you struggling morning, noon, evening, and night? What are you dealing with today that stands in the way of your progress? Is there anything that's hindering you from calling upon the name of the Lord? What valley do you feel you're in? Who are you allowing to influence you as it pertains to not submitting your will to God? What are you trying to do on your own, knowing you need God's help? God can bring you out of it and take you into the land that he has promised you. God will lead you into the land of hope, into the land of encouragement, into the land of wealth. God will lead you into the land of plenty, into the land of no lack, peace, and the land of being forever blessed. Try him today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.